Hey, you made it. I'm so glad to see you. Come here. Now, before you say anything, you must know the rules. No questions that start with why or where. So I don't want to hear any, why am I here? Where are we? Why is this water sticky? Why am I naked? Aw, there's no need to hide anything, cutie. I already saw everything. And besides, when I hugged you, I also bought everything you've got going on. And really, you have nothing to be ashamed of. Here, use this towel. Dry yourself up. We don't want you catching a cold now. Stop there. I said no where question. But since it is your first one, I'll let this one slide. I'll even answer this one. I can make these pop out of thin air. See? Ta-da! Here's a kilt to dress up in once you get dry. Doesn't it feel nice? No, I won't give you a shirt. You'll have to remain with your chest bare. And it'll be ripped soon anyways if you put it on. So no. I said no why questions either. Next time, I'll just have to punish you. You'll know soon enough why it would get ripped anyway. Ah, you're finally catching on. Good. So what is this place? Well, just take a look around. Hey, no, calm down. Breathe. I know it looks scary. These tortured trees, hanged animals, and... is that a person? Anyways, nothing is going to hurt you here. At least not as long as I'm with you. I'm strong enough to protect you. That's it. Relax. Breathe deeply while I massage your shoulders. In and out. That's it. You're doing good. There we go. See? No danger here. Hey, your neck feels like it could use a slight stretch. Let me help you with that. Just let go and... Well, at least now you have eyes behind your back. Literally. But see, it doesn't hurt, right? Let me put it back. Here we go. See? Just like it never happened. Except... no, it's nothing. Okay, I... turned your head the wrong side the second time, so it makes a full turn. I'm sorry. I can fix it. Yeah. No need to be angry. I'll turn your head back the right way. Stop complaining. There we go. I told you I'd fix it. Now that's enough fun for the moment. We need to go. I said, no where questions. You'll see where we're going. Now, you'll need your wings for that. Can you make them come out?
I don't have wings.
Yes, you do. You just don't know it yet. Okay, I'll walk you through the steps. Close your eyes, follow my voice, and breathe. There. Deep breaths. In. And out. That's it. Now, I want you to concentrate on your backside. Take notice of every bone, every muscle, and relax. Now feel them moving slowly at first. Feel a slight discomfort in your scapula. Something in there feels uncomfortable, like it needs more space. Concentrate on this feeling. Now I'm going to count to three, and you'll open your eyes and push them out as hard as you can. One, two, three. Oh, they're beautiful. Eagle-like bone structure. Oh, with bat-like inner wings. Oh, and your feathers are so soft. Oh, you were already a cutie without them, but now you're really handsome. And now, you know why I didn't give you a shirt. All right, before we go, one last thing. I'm going to warn you just this once. I can make these roots appear from anywhere, so don't you stray from me. Unless you want to end up hanging from a tree like that guy over there. I don't want to do it, but I'll make you crash mid-flight if you try anything weird. Got it? Besides, you have no idea where you are or where to go. This place is dangerous, and if you try to run away, you'll be signing your own death certificate. Do you understand? I'm glad you do. Now that that's out of the way, follow me. It's actually not that far. Now, I know you have a lot of questions, but there's a reason I can't answer some of them. You'll understand everything soon enough. But first things first, what's your name? I can't believe I haven't asked you yet. It suits you. You may call me Era. I'm a guide of some sorts. Well, it's not more suspicious than this whole place, but you still chose to follow me. Listen, you were lucky I found you when I did. Can you just imagine landing in that fucked up forest with no one to calm you? No one to tell you what to do or where to go? You've only seen a very small part. You have no idea what lurks in the dark. See? You were lucky. That's also the reason we're going where we're going. We need to perform a ritual. Yes, a ritual. We need to make sure that if you ever come back here, you land close to me. If you don't, the results could be pretty disastrous. At least for you. Oh, you'll figure out how you can get back. But if you came here once without knowing how, you'll probably end up coming back. It seems logical, right? I told you already. This place is dangerous. You need me to guide you. Aren't I generous? I'm helping without asking anything, out of the goodness of my heart. Get my prize soon enough, though. Huh? This place is getting on your nerves. You must be hearing things. There we are. Come on, let's land. Pull back your wings. See this altar? I need you to lay down on it. No, I'm not going to sacrifice you to a god of malice or anything. We need to do it for the ritual. Go on, lay down. Just trust me, okay? No, shh. Don't worry. I just need to make sure you won't move during the incantation. Could have dire repercussions. I'm going to need a little bit of your blood and a little bit of mine. There. I'll mix the two of them and draw the seal on your chest. Now, I'll place my hand at the center of the symbols, and recite the incantation. Ready? and might tickle a little bit.
Lilik imlinu ushkiri. Lishtaksir irpetuma tiku lituk. Ishtari lusayan sayamiye. La urada ulto mikisha.
There. Now you're linked to me. Oh, no. I'm not releasing you just yet. This is quite a sight, you know? You, half naked, tied down to this altar, completely at my mercy, and with all these symbols on you. I told you before, you're pretty handsome. But this is just hot. It almost makes me wanna...
eat you.
Oh, fuck it. I'll have a bite. You'll be coming back to me very soon anyway. Don't squirm. You'll spoil it. And don't worry. It'll just take a second. Honey, calm down. You were just having a bad dream. Shh. Don't worry, I'm here. There are no monsters to worry about. Well, I just assumed that's what you were dreaming about. It's okay. I promise. I'll hold you until you get back to sleep.